Queerness is a structuring and educated mode of desiring that allows us to see the future beyond the quagmire of the present. The here and now is a prison house. We must strive in the face of the here and now's totalizing rendering of reality to think and feel a then and there. Jose Esteban Munoz, Cruising Utopia, the then and there of queer futurity.
Rose Zinnia was born in Akron, Ohio, and is the author of the chapbooks Golden Nothing Forever, Non-Binary, Abracadabra Chrysanthemum, Hands, and River, with Ross Gay. Their writing has appeared or is forthcoming in West Branch, The Tenderness Project, The Ocean State Review, The Academy of American Poets Poem a Day, Peach Mag, and elsewhere. They live with their wolf dog, Kiki, in Bloomington, Indiana, where they are an MFA candidate in creative writing at Indiana University and a book graphic designer. They co-edit With the Trees, Poesis, and the reading series Syzygy. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Rose, what poems have you brought for us today?
Non-monogamous poem / poem ending with a line by Gwendolyn Brooks. I told my doctor I was non-monogamous and that my Tinder profile says 90% lesbian, 10% bi/pan, 111% queer, and she guffawed before telling me how to safely engage in rectal play. I asked her if she knew how it could be scientifically possible that everyone is as gorgeous as the blue snow plating my dog's coat, scrawling its lost alphabet through the silvery sinews of the days, bellowing and billowing before melting softly into his ombre'd fur. Death allows for this, for life to become the wild horse in Catalonia, stoking up dirt and ash like an earth prayer, rolling and rollicking on its spine, carnally caught in my rearview mirror. I've come to understand I've hallucinated most of my life. Everyone was once a tiny baby without a name, an armless white tadpole on a protein chain in the cellular thought process. Even God keens into the endless black sky, one lugubrious February after another. Everyone is as beautiful as my dog eating zinnia petals all summer. I felt digital, like a video game, so I redid my character. I ate your listening. I ate your ears with my lap, lap, lapping. God, I could lick up every tiddly misery, all my puny sorrows, and cocoon a whole fresh planet, or at least a new moon. But for now, I kiss everything. I kiss this achar that dances my tongue. You made my tongue dance. I kiss the super soaker in which I store my tears for the days I forget to wake up and press my face into the earth and sing, sing, sing. I kiss my eye gasming and yours and yours and yours and yours. I kiss you, then back to you on repeat and shuffle, eternal. I swallow your tears and transform them into joy, joy, joy. We get closer to God's Argo. Everier day, I zoom my eye into the seven ends of your hairs splitting, a firework of mane, the same color as mine. I drag my tongue down your armpit. I get to be alive every day on this planet, in this body, in this earth, licking armpits. I love you and you and you and you and you who loves you, who loves you, who loves you and you and you. I am so full of compersion. I have come to expect ancient mirrors to fall from the sky. And they do, and they don't shatter. They ask, why construct a dam for our loving? I am joyed in my mutant longing, my mutated, mutilated jouissance. Elsewhere, we exist in a giant orgy ball of light, spinning, furiously tender. Yes, I am aware. Historically and currently, love is a fiscal arrangement, but I am a recalcitrant extraterrestrial communist. I have to believe in the impossible, to cleave it into obliterations. I fall asleep between two people I love and wake up, holding both of their hands. We are meant to make of this planet in these bodies, dreams reeled. We are meant to become unrecognizable to ourselves. God says, love your hearts out, my queer babies. Love every never nothing knot and open yourselves so that you form a new shape, no longer attached in tightly wrought mannequined casts, the body. We have to let each other out. We are each other's harvest. We are each other's magnitude and bond.
You've been listening to the poems of Rose Zinnia on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rabinus-Dorsey.